Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Many malls and shopping venues are making a comeback this year as consumers, many of them young, have rediscovered how much fun in-person shopping can be, along with the social connection that comes with it. Joining us to discuss is Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. Find him online at theretaildoctor.com. And Bob, we should really clarify that surviving malls are making a comeback. And is it possible that we were just simply over-malled the entire time, and now there are just fewer places for younger people to congregate?
You are such a pessimist.
Guilty.
No. There's always been a need for the cool kids to go. But yeah, I mean, it's like any business, my friend. Yes, there are a lot of malls. I know back in the 80s, I lived in Los Angeles, and at the one exit, there would be Bed Bath & Beyond or a Michaels, a Home Depot or a Lowe's, Party City, and somebody else. And the next exit was just the opposite. I mean, free money was building malls left and right and not really based on demand. So the lower the, you know, the C and the D malls, which really are more in the struggling markets than in the urban areas, they're being redeveloped. But, you know, a lot of them are taking a page from the Glendale Americana Mall, which was conceived as a mixed use, hotel, residential, high-end shopping, and everyone took a look around and said, hey, that might be the ticket.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Galleria in Southern California, that was the epicenter of mall culture when it opened 45 years ago. When we think of 80s mall culture and kids just hanging out at the shopping mall, it began there in Southern California. But if you drive around any major city, whether it's Chicago or Los Angeles, you'll see some malls that are thriving at this time of year. But then there are some other malls that are practically dead still, for all intents and purposes. You drive past them, you see the outline of Sears on an abandoned building, and and you know that's a mall that's still looking for someone to come along and give it some new life. But what is it about? Is it the universal appeal about hanging out at the mall with your friends and going shopping that's bringing people back?
Well, three things I want to hit. One, I got my start at the Glendale Galleria, dude, when I was 16 at the Broadway department store. Small fact. Number two, that the other problem with a lot of malls is they were a conglomerate of owners. So I know several malls where there might be 13 or 14 owners. So getting them all to agree to spend more money, they don't, and they start writing it off. But the most important and what has not changed is we are human beings. People go to a mall because we have a human need to connect. And the retailers who are doing it right have spent a lot of money on stores. And the world I work on, which is to train their crew how to actually have a genuine conversation instead of just looking at their phone. And that's resonating. You know, all the high-end malls have been reporting higher traffic. But more importantly, it's not just Gen Z's going to look. It's that people are buying there. You know, the great conceit from 10 years ago was they're all online. No one will go into a mall anymore. I just returned from keynoting 2,000 retailers in Shanghai 2 weeks ago. 73% of their sales are still done in malls, and they've cracked the code of digital. And 80% of sales are still done in a brick-and-mortar store in the U.S. So we didn't go anywhere. It's just the PR never quite caught up till this year.
And the malls, though, are promising more experiences because that gets people out. It's the experience of hanging out and doing something. Gone are the days of your only experience is the video game arcade. You now have these like immersive experiential businesses that are inside possibly where anchor stores used to be.
Well, that's true. And, you know, the smart ones, like there's a mall up in Alaska. And they put their library in the mall. Real, actually, in Seattle, has done the same thing. People are putting their grocery stores there, their medical, and it's becoming this new Main Street, really, which makes an awful lot of sense because it's patrolled, it's safe, it has parking, it has eyesight, everybody knows where it is. But the good news is that shoppers are resonating, and they're realizing that after the pandemic, Macy's, this is the year that we aren't Scrooge when we go to the mall. We're actually having fun.
Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. Find him online, theretaildoctor.com. Still ahead in Technology Thursday, AI toys for kids could contain hidden danger.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.